Wassail the greasy Hackney Pippin, innit? Down here in the muddy lane, there sits an old red fox, starving and a-shivering and licking his old chops. Bring us out your table and spread it, if you please, and give us hungry wassailers a bit of bread and cheese.
Created on the 20th of January 2008 by the Tree Musketeers, this orchard was planted with 15 old or rare varieties of apple tree. I am standing on Hackney Downs in the shadow of the notorious Nightingale and Pembury estates on the 16th of January 2011. I am under a small apple tree which a couple of years ago I planted with the help of friends and family. I have been back regularly and am here today with more friends to sing to this young orchard.
Really, Hackney's got more of a tradition of consuming cider than producing.
Perhaps you could tell us, Rupert, what the benefit to the trees of this ceremony is.
Get them livened up, ready for the spring. Get the sap flowing, I reckon.
You don't sound 100% convinced.
Oh, I am, I think, yes. Yeah, the sap will be boiling.
I know that we love them.
I do. I know that we love them.
King of the Pippins, sometimes Charles Ross, Tom Potts, Newton Wonders.
The word wassail derives from the old English words wes hay, which means variously be healthy or be whole, both of which meanings survive in the modern English phrase hale and hearty. Thus, this is a traditional ceremony which seeks to start off the first stirrings of life in the land and to help it emerge from winter and to ensure that the next season's crop of fruit, especially apples and pears, will be bountiful.
Winter Gems, Claygate Parmans, Laxton's Fortune, Falstaff's, St Edmund's Pippin, Reverend Wilkes, Merton Joy, Kilkenny Permain, Belle de Boscoop, Ashmead's Colonel, Scotch Bridget, Greasy Pippin.
It's nice to have something that's a bit of history as well, and it's nice it's something in doing for Hackney as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sad for myself. I didn't do more of it because I just about got started when we had to finish.
The most common date for this custom to take place is the eve of Twelfth Night or Old Christmas Eve, that is, the 5th of January. Just at the end of the midwinter period. In some cases, the ceremony takes place a little later, on the 17th of January, depending on whether the celebrants prefer to follow the old or new calendar. We might see this first fertility ceremony of the year as marking a return to human normality after the dark and dangerous days of midwinter.
You did all three. You did the walk as well.
Yeah. I did get in touch last year with a friend, because one of the wassails is from Cornwall, is it? Or Devon or somewhere like that.
It could be.
And I got in touch with my friend who lives in Penzance.
Right.
And said, was there any wassailing in Cornwall? He knew nothing about it.
Right, and here we are in Millfields Park, into the orchard area.
There's with the River Lee flowing past.
A bunch of people doing stuff with trees.
Working away.
Doing tree stuff.
Tending.
Look, you see what?
Damson.
Look, can you see what I mean about the...
Queens are a bit... afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for coming. We're here now at Millfield Park, which has recently, 2 years ago, planted as an orchard, thanks to the EDF people. Thanks to the volunteers who put the trees in.
And the children from the school.
And the children from the school. So it's a very special orchard.
There's quite a lot of London varieties of apple here, such as the Merton Joy.
Lovely.
And the Reverend Wilkes's. Wilkes came from Croydon. And there's
The Waltham Abbey we have.
There's one from Waltham Abbey. And the other very special tree we've got here is a Bardsey tree, which is from an island off the coast of North Wales. It's a variety which was thought to be extinct. It had been bred by medieval monks to live on tough Welsh islands. And it was rediscovered about 10 years ago, and the nursery that rediscovered it is propagating it around the country, and we're asked to report every time we get a flower or a fruit on our Bardsey apple tree.
With a whistling ball, we'll drink to thee. Drink to thee, drink to thee. With a whistling ball, we'll drink to thee. Yeah, I used to do that one, yeah.
Yes.
We used to sing all sorts of songs.
Very much. Give the tree some cider. So we're going to put it on the roots of the tree. It would be rather nice. I mean, I know there's people here who planted these trees. I don't know if anybody would like to volunteer to actually do that. What we have is the wassail cup. This is what we're going to put the cider in, okay? And the wassail cup traditionally would have been made of wood, but this one isn't. And the wassail cup was very important in the ceremony, and they used to decorate it. It would have been bigger than this. So if anybody would like to volunteer, we've got some cider here.
Well, we've got one volunteer there.
Somebody has planted a tree.
Excellent,
here.
Well done. Good. So what we're going to do is, we're going to put some of the cider, we're going to put it onto the tree, and it's the Waltham Abbey tree we're putting it on here. So there's the cider, look at that, golden cider, isn't it lovely? Made from the apples. Doesn't smell very nice, does it? Okay, so what you can do is, and we can all give you encouragement and bang out, make a bit of noise, and you can put the cider on the tree. What's your name?
Martha.
Thanks so much.
Martha.
Would you like to take a cup? The wassail cup. Well done, look at that.
Oh.
And now let's, we'll make a little bit of noise to wake the tree up.
Wassail!
Wassail! Wassail! Here we go. May the coming year peace and plenty bring to all who wassail here. Woo!
Give us hungry wassailers a bit of bread and cheese. I've got a little purse and it's made of leather skin. A little silver sixpence would line it well within. Now it's winter time, strangers travel far and near, and we wish you, send you a happy new year.
In 2011.
We went to a Tendring fruit farm, which is it's near Hurton Thoo in Sussex. Well, I mean, all I can say, I think it was in January, but I wouldn't swear to it. But, I'm talking, oh gosh, maybe about 40 years ago now, in the 70s.
What?
Yes, that's right. So we all went over to Tendring Fruit Farm, and we did a dance or two, and I remember there was a certain amount of singing. And a great deal of drinking of cider. And we danced around an apple tree, and I think somebody poured some cider over the tree and made a speech, something about sort of handfuls and bucketfuls and all that sort of thing. I can't remember the details. And then we drank some more cider and we danced a bit more, and then we all went home.
It is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. And here is to Dobbin and to his right eye. may God send our master a good Christmas pie, a good Christmas pie that may we all see. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Just as one doesn't need to be an ancient Greek to be moved by the classic Greek plays, it's not necessary to be anything other than an ordinary, free-thinking, 20th century urban Western man with a proper regard for humankind to appreciate the spirit and power of these songs. To our toiling ancestors, they meant everything. And in a queer, irrational way, they can still mean much to us.
Stuff with the cider, pouring the cider onto the roots of the tree is to remind the tree what a fantastic crop it gave last year and how much it was valued. And the hanging the little bits of toast in the tree, what they used to do was soak bits of toast or bread in cider and then tuck them into the branches of the tree. And it was left there for the spirits of the tree, which fancifully, I think a bit later on, got turned into robins. And so robins would eat the bread and they were the spirits of the tree. But, you know, it all gets made up the more cider is involved, I suspect.
Hello. We've just been wassailing. I believe you have some comments to make about the wassailing.
Because we live on a boat, so we were on the canal just down the way, and we heard you I think you were in Hackney Downs.
Oh.
So we heard you across the canal from there.
Oh no, it must have been Millfield.
No, Millfield. Yeah. Okay. Different. Yeah, wrong venue. But we just heard the sort of noise of people obviously having a really good time drifting across the canal. It was quite nice. Yeah, it was really good. And then obviously we've come up to join you here and had some cider and stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah, everybody's very friendly. and hopefully we can come next year.
Do you know the significance?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We know a bit. We've always been a bit puzzled because I think there are different types of wassailing done in different parts of the country.
That's right, yeah.
But the wassailing for the apple trees to make the cider harvest a good one is something that Mike's particularly interested in because he likes to make cider.
Ah! Oh, well, I was looking for a cider expert. So.
Yeah.
I'm no expert at all, but I've made it a couple of years ago. And
is there a tradition from where you're from?
Not really. I was down in Brighton when I first started and we had a massive apple harvest and I just saw them falling off and rotting and I was like, we've got to collect all of these and make cider.
Right.
So we just did it really basically with a juicer and I strained it all and with no equipment or anything. Right. And sort of fermented it and it turned out all right. So we tried it. So we try and go around scrumping every now and then.
What is your kind of most important memory that you'll take away today from our jolly here today?
Oh, everything together, but this, I like the singing, and the cider was great. Really warmed me up from inside. Long live apple trees.
Lovely. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll get your CD back to you. Yeah, and I must give you that. I'm looking forward to it.
So what do you make of the wassailing today?
Great. I think the weather was a bit drabber than it was last year.
Was it?
It's a little bit brighter.
It's alright, yeah, wasn't it? Just a bit sort of changeable.
Well, when we was by the cherry tree, calling it apples, I counted 25 heads, which is...
How many were there last year?
About that. Might have been a few more. It was the same. We had a little group that kept changing until we got here, then we got a lot of people joined in. But yes, it's a good day, a good laugh.
Done production, made in London in spring 2011. Produced by JP, featuring narrator Breed Brennan, Hackney Tree Officer Rupert Bentley Walls, folklorist Alan Skull, Tree Musketeer Chris Searing, and Hackney Wassail Singers.